written permission from the county to do it. You know, you got some off-the-wall thing that's not covered. That's just it forces you to go to the county for some, you know, let them know what you're doing, and, you know, it kind of starts the discussion. Let's see what else. Facilities maintenance, that's not a big one. You know, you have to maintain your facilities, you know, whatever cleaning services, et cetera. You know, if the guy that you hire to come in and sweep your floor has access to the runways and stuff, that's your responsibility, the way it's written.
How about for example, the premises are the county's, the building and everything. Now, how about, like, there's some concrete pads out there that are pretty bad shape. Is this saying that those fall areas that you could tell me that I got to fix those concrete pads?
Your lease would cover that, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
I think that's.
And I'm talking about those where the first row of taxiway is compared to where the building is, and a lot of people no longer go through there because it's so spalled. And I've been recently thinking about notifying you, say, hey, you know, you might look at replacing some of these concrete.
Yeah, and we're addressing that in the budget, but it's.
What's that?
So we'll be paving in 2-3 weeks. I already got a price on.
Hot mix. You know, hot mix boys stay away. The concrete is poor block up.
We're working on that, but I know what you're asking.
But those are in my lease area.
Right.
And I wouldn't think that I would be responsible to replace the 1942 concrete that's fallen.
Let's make that an exception to here and for tonight. Let's stick to things like sweeping your floor and.
let me look. That's fault area is a lot more important than my. I can handle my wife sweeping the floor.
I'd like to see that.
I am recording this.
All right. I might as well just take my airplane and ride. Go as far as I can go.
Take your charger service.
Okay, so that was basically it. That you know, if you have a space here on the airport, you need to maintain it.
But this wouldn't apply to me anyway, because I'm already doing something.
True.
Okay.
Let's see. The third one there, I'm not sure I want to keep that in there, but because I'm not sure whose property that I had in mind when I wrote that.
243?
Yeah.
Did you break that after the snowstorm?
A lot of that stuff got written 3 years ago, I'll tell you. All right, product services and facilities. The first paragraph there is pretty much word for word out of our grant assurances. If you're providing aeronautical services to the public, you have the same grant requirements that we do when it comes to, you know, doing it on reasonable terms and without unjust discrimination. And that, like I said, that's kind of word for word what that grant assurance is. And the second paragraph just says you're going to do a good job. The non-discrimination, that's pretty self-explanatory. Licenses, permits, certifications, and ratings, that just says, you know, if you're giving flight instruction, you're going to have a flight instructor's rating, and, you know, if you're fixing airplanes, you got to have a mechanics rating and all that. So, plus any other certifications. You know, if you're required to have a business license by the state, then we'd expect that you have a business license.
Would the town of Georgetown business license apply here as well?
We're out of town.
Yeah. But if it did, then yeah. I mean, it's.
I just was curious. I didn't know.
This really doesn't tell you what you have to have, other than if somebody else requires you to have it, then you're required to have it. Personnel just says you'll have, you know, sufficient number